taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. It's been a little bit since I did the show, maybe about a week or so. I apologize for the buffer in between there. Have some life news to get into. Spent some time getting all that together. But I do want to talk about some of the things that have happened since Brandon Graham's retirement. I want to talk about the addition of Azeez Ojulari, amongst other things going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the show to new eyes and ears amongst Eagles fans. Can't thank you guys enough for the support. I believe the last show was March 14th, so about 10 days ago or so. The Eagles did have a couple of signings, but the biggest one was Azeez Ojulari. I believe the last thing we talked about on the show was Adoree Jackson, so another giant coming over to Philadelphia. It looks like the teams are just taking turns adding former players. The Giants added Zach Pascal this week, for whatever that's worth. So it looks like they're just running around poaching players from each other's past rosters. But I'm excited about that move. I will talk about that in a little bit here. But first, some personal news from me. If you guys have seen this already on social media, then I apologize. This will be redundant because I did post it everywhere. But for those of you that only strictly listen to the show and aren't really up to speed on social media, last week I was officially brought on as a writer for Eagles Wire of USA Today, a site that I have long admired since I got into creating Eagles content since 2019. I've always had my eye on that site. I've always liked the information provided, and we were able to come together and get acquired by the USA Today people. So very excited to move forward with them. This doesn't change content as far as like you guys are concerned. I'm still, of course, providing stuff for the Liberty Line, still doing the podcast, social media. You guys are a fan of the Instagram and stuff like that. None of that changes. I'll just now be providing more news and analysis for USA Today and Eagles Wire. And this will help me further my connections, within the industry, meet new people, and be able to bring you guys more information and work with some really, really talented writers. There's a lot of people on that website that are with Pro Football Writers of America and things like that. And I'm excited to pick their brains and, learn from them and things of that nature. So I wouldn't be able to do something like this without the support of you guys. Like I said, I started doing content 6 years ago or so. I remember starting the Twitter account and having maybe 2,000 followers. Now I have 38,000 on Twitter. I have about 55,000 on Instagram. And it has allowed me opportunities such as this. So can't thank you guys enough. You guys have been great. And excited for the future. Excited to provide content for Eagles Wire, as well as keep moving forward with Liberty Line, the podcast, and all that fun stuff. But wanted to be sure I let you guys know when you see Eagles Wire articles and you don't know what's going on. I wanted to make sure I gave you guys credit for allowing me to get this far. So thanks again for that. So enough about me. I don't like talking about me a whole lot. So on to the football team. I wanted to make sure that not too much time went by before I was able to appreciate Brandon Graham as he officially retires from the NFL after 15 seasons, all with the Philadelphia Eagles. This was the worst kept secret. We all knew this was coming. I think he told reporters about 3 weeks ago that he was retiring, and we just kind of had to sit here tight-lipped about it and let him, of course, make that announcement as he deserves to. And what a send off! I mean, it's all been written to this point, and you guys have heard it all. But to he didn't want to go out. you know, with the injury, he injured it in that game against the Rams where he really was lighting it up and he was playing really well. He tore his triceps in that game and worked really, really hard to make sure he was available for the Super Bowl. He was able to come back, be available for the Super Bowl, go out there with his teammates and bring another Lombardi trophy to the city. And it takes a lot to put yourself through that, especially at that age, and get yourself ready for the game. He said in his final press conference that if they didn't win that game, or if he even wasn't able to be back for that game, in either case, he probably wouldn't be sitting there today and he would be begging his family to let him play for another season. But I mean, you have to put a bow on it at this time. You know, he took it as a sign from God that that allowed him to play in that game and not to test it any further and to just kind of, you know, put a bow on your career. You win out a champion and let's just ride off into the sunset. But what a career, man. I mean, he was where everybody wanted Earl Thomas all those years, and he had a slow start to his career. And he had mentioned at his conference that it got to the point where everything was so negative around him that he didn't want to go outside. He didn't even want to see anybody. He hardly wanted to play football anymore. And his wife got him out the house and got him involved in the community and things of that nature, and got him you know, in a better headspace. And that was the kickstart to kind of him improving his play on the field. And he gave credit to Jim Schwartz, who utilized him correctly. He was the first coach that he kind of mentioned as a guy that got him on the right path. And of course, he mentioned Fangio. And because Billy Davis had that man like playing outside linebacker, like he had that man trying to do things that he wasn't equipped to do. The Billy Davis era was a dark period for a lot of people, let alone fans and Brandon Graham. So Jim Schwartz utilized him correctly. And then he had his second team All-Pro season down the road. And of course, he is a two-time Super Bowl champion. Played in three Super Bowls, won two of them. That is a hell of a career right there. 76 and a half career sacks, most games played of any Eagle all time. I believe it goes, does it go Graham, Kelsey, Cox, I think is the order. I think Brandon Graham has played the most games, Kelsey right behind him, and then Cox right behind him. And Lane Johnson now is the last of the core four standing, the last of those. And he signed a contract extension. He is going to play through 2027. He said that he anticipates playing for the next 3 years, 2025, 2026, and 2027. He's still playing at the best level. He's still one of the best, if not the best, tackle in football. So good for Lane Johnson. But I know he's looking around. They asked him, like, are you starting to feel lonely? He said, yeah. Yeah, I'm the oldest guy around here now, and he's not hanging it up yet. But Lane Johnson, the last of those four guys to sit, and Lane Johnson now can become the first Eagle. I want to say first, because you got to look at guys like Jake Elliott and whatnot. But one of the first Eagles to win three rings, and I think Lane Johnson very much is eyeing that up. Rick Lovato, two-time champion, not with the team anymore, but Lane has a chance to win three of them, so that'll be exciting if the Eagles attain that goal right there. But man, can't say enough great things about Brandon Graham, man. I've been to a few of his events, have been able to speak with him on several occasions, and he's a guy, when you speak with him, you come away from the conversation like, man, I need to, like, he's such a positive person that it makes you feel like you're not positive enough in life. Like, it makes you want to be, like, more grateful and just more, like, appreciative of the things you have in life. And not saying we're ungrateful people, but it's hard. You know, comparison is the thief of joy. And we live in a society where we're constantly comparing ourselves to others and constantly seeing what other people are doing, and imposter syndrome, and we're a victim of all those kind of things. And you talk to guys like Brandon Graham, and he is just not concerned about any of that. He's just happy with life, with football, with his family, and he's not concerned about anything else. And I think that's a lesson a lot of us can learn, especially people my age and younger than me. They're still, you know, trying to piece their life together and figure out what they want to do and things of that nature. And you talk to Brandon Graham and you're like, wow, man, this guy's a smile on his face no matter what at all times. And a part of that is the way his career started. A part of that is the way his early life went. And now that he has the life that he has, he's grateful for it because it wasn't easy. It wasn't always easy for him. And I think that's a lesson we can all take into account. So congratulations, Brandon Graham. Very good season. Very, you know, an all-time Eagles great, though. He'll be in the Eagles Hall of Fame, no doubt, along with Kelsey and Cox whenever, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and those guys decide they want to do that. No point in waiting. Just throw him in there at this point. You might as well do all three of them all at once at some game next season. But wanted to make sure I, you know, appreciated Brandon Graham in the right way. Didn't want too much time to go by without us making sure that we, you know, give our praise to Brandon Graham, one of the greatest Eagles we will ever watch in this city.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
From one edge rusher to the next, the Eagles now have to try and retool the defensive line, more particularly the edge rushers, with Josh Sweat now gone. He went to Arizona, $76 million deal. Brandon Graham is now gone. You have Nolan Smith. It's his room now, essentially. Brandon Graham looked at Nolan, said it's his room. But you have Nolan Smith. You have Jalix Hunt, who came on at the end of the year. And you have Josh Uche, who you signed in free agency. And now you have a very intriguing piece in Azeez Ojulari, who the Eagles signed on a one-year, $4 million deal. So some background on Ojulari. Giants drafted him number 50 overall back in 2021. I had to get the year correct. Ojulari out of Georgia had a very good final season in Georgia. He had three sacks in the Peach Bowl when Georgia beat Cincinnati in the Peach Bowl. Cincinnati's only lost that year. He had three sacks in that game by himself, including a safety on Desmond Ridder on the final play of the game. So all of that led to him going and being drafted in the second round by the Giants. Ojulari went to have a really, really good rookie season. He had 8.0 sacks for the Giants in his rookie year. That was a franchise rookie record for that franchise, and he had 13 QB hits. So the Giants are like, holy hell, we struck gold. We have a edge rusher. We compare with Kayvon Thibodeau, and it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be disgusting. They tried to do the Thibodeau Azeez, pairing, and hope that they could carry them defensively for the next few years. And then Azeez Ojulari suffered numerous injuries and nagging ones too, like hamstrings and stuff that can linger. He appeared in just 29 games over the next three seasons due to injury. And because of that, teams were wary of him once he hit free agency this offseason. And they're like, oh, we know he's talented, but he's injured. How much money can we give him? And the Eagles got him at a bargain, I would consider, 1 year, $4 million. On SpotTrack, his market value was projected around $7.6 million average annual value. My God, it's always a tongue twister. $7.6 million average annual value that Azeez Ojulari was projected at. And the Eagles got him for nearly half that. And I think he is well worth the risk. Even in just 11 games last season, he had 10 QB hits, 7 tackles for loss, 6 sacks. He had the second most sacks among all players who logged less than 300 snaps or 400 snaps last season. And that's second to only Aiden Hutchinson, who like led the sacks. Even for like 3-4 weeks after he got injured, he was still leading the league in sacks. So he had the second most sacks among all players who played less than 400 snaps last year behind Aiden Hutchinson. He is disruptive when healthy. He gets after the quarterback. He knows how to get after the quarterback, get in the backfield, and even get to running backs, tackles for loss. He's a very disruptive player when healthy. And if he can win his one versus one reps, if he can win his solo reps on the defense with the attention that Jalen Carter gets and the attention that Nolan Smith will get off the edge after the offseason or after the playoff run that he just had, Azeez Ojulari is poised to have a very, very good season in 2025. And he could be in line for a very big payday. I tweeted after this deal that Jalen Carter is going to make a career out of getting interior O-line that are, or interior defensive line that are next to him, as well as edge rushers paid. He's going to make a career out of he should make deals like, yo, when I get you paid, give me a piece of that. Because anybody who plays next to Jalen Carter is going to get paid the very next season, because that is how much attention Jalen Carter attracts. And Ojulari has double-digit sack potential. He could very easily have 11, 12 sacks next year if he plays in 16 games. I think that potential is there. And if he does that, he will be getting handsomely paid by some other team next offseason. But the potential is there. Nolan, Jalix, Josh Uche, Ojulari, they brought back Patrick Johnson. I think you have some untapped potential there, and I think there's a lot of upside to that. If you get James Pierce Jr. somehow in the draft, this is a really, 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 really intriguing rotation that I think has the chance to be very disruptive in 2025. 25. And I'm a fan of the Ojulari signing. I think there's a lot of potential there. He's proven that he can get after the passer at the NFL level. Health is just the only thing. And if he can stay healthy, I think I expect a very good year from him. Don't know what the deal is with Bryce Huff. It was reported that the Eagles are shopping him around. You might have to attach a pick to him or something to get rid of him, but I don't know how you get off that deal. Cap hit isn't friendly either. I went over that in past podcasts. There's has to be something there with Bryce Huff. For now, I'm going to pretend like he's not here, but because the Eagles seem very motivated to offload him. But if he's back, then you know, I guess we'll figure out a way to use him. Vic didn't figure it out last year. We'll see what he can do this year. Bryce Huff is still around. More defensive news. Avante Maddox signing a one-year deal with the Detroit Lions. His hometown, Detroit Lions. Wanted to give my praise to Avante Maddox as well, because I have been very vocal about my disdain for Avante Maddox in recent years. Every time he is on the field, something bad happens. Chris Godwin throws him in the dirt. He gives up a pass. He commits a penalty. Something bad happens when Avante Maddox is on the field over these last few years. But he had a very big pass breakup in the Super Bowl. Wasn't really. I mean, I'm not going to say it was a big, like it was game changing, because the game was over by then. But he contributed to the Super Bowl, and he was. People scoff at me when I say this. I had said this when the signing happened, that he was a top five nickel when healthy, and people were like, he was never top five because it's recency bias and it's what have you done for me lately. But he, when healthy, in that like 2018-19 stretch, like he was a top five nickel. He's just reckless with his body, and he's little. He's 5'9", and he throws himself around, and he gets banged up, and he gets hurt. But he had to play, you know, he had to play safety when asked. He had to play nickel when asked. He was asked to do a lot of things, and he was good in the slot in his prime. And I remember those days from Avante Maddox. But now he's moving on to Detroit. There's no need for him to continue his career here. You have Cooper DeJean now for the foreseeable future. You're not going to throw Maddox at safety. I don't think they want to go down that road again. So good on Avante Maddox. And we remember the good years of Avante. At least I do. I remember the good years of Avante Maddox. He did a lot of good things for this team. And it was fun while he was here. So, you know, good luck to Avante Maddox over there in Detroit. Want to go over a couple more roster moves that I don't think I went over since the Adoree Jackson signing, since the last pod about 10 days ago. The Eagles brought in kick returner Avery Williams on a one-year deal. He's a former Falcon. Doesn't look like Britton Covey will be back. So Avery Williams is a guy who missed the entire 2023 season. Had some nice kick returns for the Falcons last year. He's like a gadget player. He's played some halfback for the Falcons. He's played some receiver. So we'll see. Maybe he can be a guy they move around and use on offense. It seems like they're into that kind of thing now with the Ben Van Sumer and fullback thing, able to get into some gadget stuff. So he's a guy that the Eagles could use. They're also brought in another tight end. I believe I talked about Harrison Bryant on the last episode. So here they signed tight end Kylan Granson, who spent four seasons with the Colts, 86 career catches for 958 yards. They're bringing in all these tight ends, preparing for the inevitable Dallas Goedert departure. So, again, like I said last podcast, I would expect a trade or something any day now. Unless he takes substantially less money, I have a hard time seeing him return here. But nothing's been done as of yet. So I mean, who am I? But they're bringing in hella tight ends, so they're preparing. And I anticipate they will draft one too. So they're preparing for life post-Dallas Goedert. So that is there. And lastly, Mekhi Becton not returning to the Philadelphia Eagles. We anticipated this, but it's still sad to see. He went to the Chargers on a two-year, $10 million deal, and it looks like he will continue to play guard over there. And Joe Alt and Becton is a nice tandem for the Chargers. But man, the Chargers need more help than that. I don't know how. I have a friend who's a Chargers fan, and we talk back and forth because I don't consider myself to be a Herbert fan, but I would like to see what he can do if he had somebody better than like Jalen Guyton to throw to. Like, they could have got a Metcalf. They could have, like, Amari Cooper still out there. Stephon Diggs is still out there. And like, the Chargers have so much cap space, and they're just not doing anything to help out Justin Herbert in the passing game. And it's depressing because Herbert is such a good quarterback. He still has to do something in the playoffs. I don't know why he was finding his way into top five conversations. Like, now for me, the top five quarterbacks are Mahomes, in no order, really. Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Burrow, Hurts are the top five. regardless of what Darius Slay says. Shout out Devontae for backing him up. Herbert, you can argue six. Matthew Stafford, you can argue six. There's Baker fans that would argue six and whatnot, but I would like to see what Herbert could do with a B receiver at this point. It doesn't even have to be an alpha. Like, give him a B receiver. They're playing around, bringing back Mike Williams and doing all these things. But Mekhi Becton over there now with the Chargers, he'll be blocking for Najee Harris, who certainly doesn't have the home run ability that Saquon Barkley has. But, man, Mekhi Becton, a champion here. The Eagles really like Tyler Steen, so they're going to see if he can assume that starting role. So I didn't really expect Becton back. And the $10 million number wasn't a number the Eagles were going to pay when they have Steen sitting right there. They weren't going to invest that kind of money into a guy when they want to see Tyler Steen play. But we'll remember this year from Mekhi Becton, who came, he was labeled as a bust and fat and all these things with the Jets, and came here, and Jeff Stoutland helped him rediscover himself and turned him into a Pro Bowl guard. And that is something to be said for Mekhi Becton. So congratulations on the deal, Mekhi Becton. Hope you do good things over there with the Chargers. I think that catches up on all the news we have missed since. I will keep you guys tuned in to whatever else the Eagles do. The draft, we are officially 1 month away from the NFL draft. Is it going to be James Pierce? Is it going to be Malachi Starks? Probably not, unless they are trading up. But they have picks. They have compensatory picks on the way. We'll see what the Eagles can do. But officially, the 1 month mark away from the NFL draft. So be on the lookout for mock drafts and all that fun stuff coming up on Eagles Wire, as well as the LibertyLine.com. Thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, all that stuff. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Until the next one, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.